Yeah, so Jeremiah chapter 1. I think the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Y'all familiar with that? You know, and I don't have to go to the Bible story real quick and go through. I mean, I think we're familiar enough with how it all went down at the beginning, right? I can hear you. Amen. 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 So, God said, let us make man in our image. And our likeness. He told us about image before he gave us instructions. He spoke, the scripture speaks about image and identity before there are any instructions. Are y'all hearing me? Yes, sir. Go back and read it for yourself. He talks about image before he says anything about what you're supposed to do. So here we are in the garden. Real quick, we're in the garden. They got all these trees. He said you can eat all these trees. You can do whatever you eat all these trees in here, but just this one tree. Just this one tree. I don't want you to eat of that. I don't want you to take your thought process from this tree. I don't want you to take your understanding or your identity from this tree, because then you're going to die. And when you use the word die, it does not necessarily mean in the coffin or in the tomb or under the ground, but non-progress is death. See, remember when Jesus cursed that fig tree? Yeah. He was only telling it what it was already. He was like, why are you cursing? No, he was just telling the tree, you, this is what you are. You're faking. You're lying right now. You're not producing. You're dead, so die. Stop lying to these people. Not producing something. Don't listen. You can go all this. He never told them they had to eat from the tree of life to have life. You notice that? Did y'all hear that? Did y'all notice that? He never said that you can have life when you know, because you already were life. I made you in my image. I made you as I am. In my likeness, in my own image, in my own likeness. I made you like me. I made you just like me. I gave you identity just like me. I made you just like me. I thought about you just like I think of me. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So I found out that, I just studying. I realized that one of the greatest parts of the curse, and we deal with it every day. You ready for it? And this is going to hurt a little bit, but just take that lick. When you think you know something already. One of the hardest things to do is change your ways sometimes, ain't it? You ever heard the statement, stuck in your ways? Ah, come on, give me an amen. Have you ever heard the statement, stuck in your ways? All right, does anybody in here ever feel like you're stuck in your ways? Don't lie to me right now. And y'all don't want to raise your hand. Come on, raise it like we was worshiping a little while ago. And just volunteer the fact that you know you be stuck in your ways. You be stuck in the way that you think you know. The way that you think it's going to go, nobody better not tell you nothing different, because we fight. I think one of the biggest parts of the curse and the biggest parts of knowledge of good and evil, knowledge, and it didn't sound like a bad tree when we first heard about it, a tree of knowledge and good and evil. Well, good. I want to know the difference between good and evil. I like knowledge, but that knowledge doesn't empower you. It doesn't birth any life. What's the point of knowing the difference between good and evil and not having the power to choose? Are y'all listening to me? So now, one of the problems now is that I got knowledge, boy. I know, you know, we good at that in church. I know what's good and what's bad, the commandments. I know what's right and what's wrong. So what? Now what? If I know what's right and wrong, why is it that Paul started talking about this that I end up doing wrong? If the power was in me knowing about it, right, then why is it that if I know about it, but I still sometimes make the wrong choice? And it ain't got to be one of your illicit, bad, the rambunctious sins. Sometimes it's just you not believing the right way. Sometimes it's just not you speaking the right way or thinking the right way or handling your family members or handling somebody the right way. Why do we choose or allow ourselves to go over that place if the knowledge is so good? You feel me?
Yes,
So knowledge, this knowledge of good and evil, sometimes if we think that we know things, so we get stuck there. We get stuck in what we think we know. Everybody say amen. We're stuck in what we think we know. And so this is the thing that hinders your progress. This is what I'm telling you, because I'm going to break some things down to you. These are the things that hinder your progress. You're stuck in what you think you know, so you never know anymore. You're stuck. Watch this, what I'm telling you. You're stuck in what you built for so long and how things have been for so long that it's very hard to change. Some of us have stopped dreaming. Come on. We've stopped dreaming. We stopped believing in this big, enormous God that we have because things have been the same way for the past 4 or 5 years. So what? Then the Lord told me something better than a dream the other day. He said, don't let your dream limit your destiny. Anybody ever had a dream before? No, I'm talking about, one day I want, no, not that dream. I'm talking about like a dream, like you sleep. Pretty much everybody had a dream. Has anybody ever had a nightmare? And you wake, whew. Make sure everything's still good, right? All them dreams ain't always what they're supposed to be. That's still a dream too. Just because we call it a nightmare don't mean it ain't a dream. He told me, don't let your dreams limit your destiny. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going somewhere. Don't allow your dream, put it down, to limit your destiny. There are some things that you've been planning and you've been dreaming on that ain't what God wanted to happen. There's some things that you've been dreaming on and you've been planning on and you've been working towards and you've got the dream. Lord knows where we got the dream from. But there's some things that we dream that is limiting the destiny of where God really desires to take us. And so we've limited the Holy One of Israel. Scripture talks about that. They turned back and they limited the Holy One of Israel. So then I got another question. This dream. Where you get your dreams from? That dream that you thought was, where did you get it from? We're in a place in a society where everything is trying to tell us something. Everything is trying to give us a vision. Everything is trying to give us an identity. Everything is trying to give us an understanding. Everything is trying to tell us who we are. Everything. No. Everything. It's trying to tell you how to dress. Trying to tell you how to feel about yourself as a man, as a woman, at whatever race you're. He's trying to tell, this whole system is trying to give you some kind of identity. So I heard this. And somehow the Holy Spirit does it because you can be studying and doing all kind of stuff and trying to prepare. And he just waits till the last minute and then give you something. And he said, who do you think you are? I'm asking you tonight, who do you think you are? Many times we jump to our last name, that ain't it. First name, that ain't it. You think you're Thompson, you think you're whatever, that ain't it. Who do you think you are? No, I'm asking, who do you think you are? Don't give me a, because I know we're in church right now, so you're about to give me a, I'm a holy priest of the royal. No, we at church. I know that's who you think you are right now. Who you thought you was yesterday when church wasn't going on? Or when the problem punched in your mouth, who did you think you are? Right? Or when depression tried to come upon you, or you started feeling some kind of way, or anxiety tried to creep in, or fear tried to creep in, who did you think that you, who do you think you are? So we live in this society where there's several different things that have given us an identity. And wherever your identity is, that's where your instructions come from. That's not deep enough for you, was it? It's okay. Wherever your identity is, on the inside of your identity is your instructions. On the inside of your being is your doing. Listen to what I'm telling you. And so we've gone on, and let me get back. One of the hardest things to do is to break down what you think you know. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say one of the hardest things. For me to do is break down what I think I know. I'm trying to get you to say it because I need you to acknowledge it. I need you to say it so it can hit home so you don't think I'm just telling you something, but you need to tell yourself something. Say one of the hardest things for me to do, point at yourself, for me to do is break down what I think I already know. See, some of the things that you think you already know are limiting you from the things that God knows about you. And I don't know where we got them from. We might have got them from mama or daddy or grandma or grandpa or the church that we came from. right? Or how I grew up, or what they told me when I was in high school, or the grades that I didn't make when I was in school, or I wasn't a good student, so they told me I wasn't enough. Or I might have got raped when I was a child. I might have got molested, or somebody might have misused me and messed with my identity. I understand. You watching online, I understand. But who do you think you are? Now we've got to consider our identity. We've got to consider, where did we get this makeup from? Why do I act like the way that I act? Why am I limited in my mindset? What is it about my identity that I've taken on from somewhere else over years and years and years that limits me? You're not supposed to be limited. You're not supposed, you weren't building, he didn't say, and in the beginning I made a square box and everything and I want them to sit right there in that pasture, then I put them in there. He made you unlimited, go everywhere. He didn't make you a limited being. So where do we get these limits from? Who do you think you are? Where do we get these feelings from? Well, I feel bad about myself. Well, who told us? Where do you get that from? How God feel about you? I can't hear you. How does, you ever thought about how God feel about you? No, probably you need to do that more than you're praying. Probably that need to be the main thought before you even start saying a word to the Lord. Start thinking. I guarantee a lot of your answers are in how he thinks about you. First John starts talking about we only love God because he first loved us. He led with love. He started loving us before we did anything lovable. Before I lifted a hand, before I said a prayer, before I set foot on the sanctuary, before I knelt down in front of the altar, before I gave anything, before I did, he decided to love me before. When did that happen? Jesus. You remember Jesus? Y'all know Jesus, right? Yeah. Do y'all know Jesus?
Yeah.
When did that happen? Come on, like what time? Did we always say 2,000 years ago? How old? What's your age? I ain't gonna say how old are you because we don't believe in that old stuff. Y'all better say amen. We don't believe in that old stuff. Yeah, we don't believe in that. So what's your number? What's your age? Is anybody over 2,000? Now, I'm just talking to us in 2018. I don't know about the other people, but 2018 right now, we years past for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We are years passing. So, I mean, literally, he loved us before we loved him. You ain't find God. So where do we get this from? Are y'all seeing the trail that I'm going on for a second? Now, you know your background better than I know it. You know those things about how you were brought up or things that you heard or things that you heard that nobody else ever knew that you heard. You know them. You know them right now. They're coming up in your head right now. I ask the Holy Spirit to let it come up because we got to come up so we can throw it up. It got to come up. It got to get out your paw so we can grab it and cast it off of you. But where did we get that from? Your thought about yourself, where did you get that from? And I understand that we can come and when we come here on Sundays and we come here on Wednesdays, the idea is to renew our minds and to change our identity, to change our understanding, and understand that we get excited when we hear it, and we can get very excited, but sometimes we go back into that rut. Go back into that place. Because we don't focus on where true identity comes from. You know, Jesus, the Father started talking to Jeremiah chapter 1. And let me skip to verse 10. Let me start at verse 4. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, and although he's in here talking to Jeremiah, he's talking to you too, because God is not a respecter of persons. So whatever he said, it's a go, right? Are y'all hearing me? Whatever God said, that's a go. Whatever the Father put out there, that's mine too. Say it's mine too. Say it. Come on, say it again. It's mine too. Come on, say me too, me too. He's talking about me too, me too, me too. Me too, mine too. All right, here we go. So now he says this. Watch this. And I need you. And I explain this because I need you not to start looking at these scriptures like you know what you think you know. Because once again, you're gonna block our progress tonight. Are y'all hearing me? All right, it's the slickest trick there is. Yeah, I know that one. No, you don't. Where is that? Nope. Come on. Nope. Let's get. Where is that? I knew that scripture. Where is that? I know that scripture. You speak to the mountain. Which one? Which one you did? Are y'all hearing me? Come on. That's how I talk to myself. I ain't going to talk to you no different than I talk to myself. Right? I know that one. No, you don't know it because you can't show it. So we've got to reconsider. Everybody say reconsider. Come on, I've got to reevaluate. I got to renew. I got to revise. I got to remember. I got to renew myself. I've got to re. I got to do. I got to re-up. Are y'all hearing me? So he's talking right here to Jeremiah. He says, before, then the word of the Lord came to me. Watch this and watch it clear. Let me get this open real quick. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Golly. Not because you think you know the scripture, it don't hit that hard. Anybody ever read, whoever read this before? Come on, anybody? Oh, everybody. All right. Put your hands down. This is what I need you to do. I just need you to use your imagination real quick. All right? And I need you to approach this scripture when we're reading it like you hadn't read it before from a new view. I need you to look at it from a new point of view for a quick second, okay? I need you to not look at it from, we read that in Bible school. No, stop for a second. I want you to read it with some fresh eyes. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Give me an amen if we can do that.
Amen.
Listen, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. That's powerful. Do y'all understand how much identity he's giving us right now? He said, listen, before you were formed in the belly, I know you, Geraldine, right? Yeah, so identity. I know you. Before you were formed in the belly, I already had identified you. Before, and y'all don't remember nothing about being in the belly. People be talking about, yeah, I remember in the water. No, you wasn't. You don't remember nothing in the water. You just seen a movie and saw what it looked like, and then you thought you remembered. You don't remember none of that. You can't remember past kindergarten. Listen, just stop. Give it up. Before you were formed inside the belly, knew you. Jeff, I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, what's your birthday? Okay, before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. It's a true part. Right? I said you weren't normal. And I ordained, and I know we think ordination is when you get on the stage and somebody lay hands on you, you get some papers, but that's more than ordination. It's really talking about I'll appoint you for something. All us ordained. Now don't go up in the hospital and say I'm an ordained minister and all that. Don't you go. You're not about to get me in trouble tonight. But you are all ordained. You are all able ministers. You're able to pass it out. Are y'all listening to me? And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That's powerful, ain't it? Come on, verse 5. That's powerful, man. Let's read it again. Read verse 5. Everybody read it. I just want to make sure it sinks in and hits in on what's really going on, what the Father's really telling us. Read it together. Ready? Read. Stop. Think about it for a second. Now he's talking to you. Can you hear him talking to you right now?
Yes,
no. Can you hear him talking to you?
Yes.
We ain't talking about Jeremiah no more. I put my hand over that part of it now. He's talking to me. Everybody say he's talking to me. Now read the next part. And before womb, I sanctified you. Come on, say he's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
Can y'all see it? Can y'all hear him?
Yes.
Can you hear him talking to you right now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I ordained. Read it. We good. If we can meditate on that one, we good for a lifetime. But you're not going to finish preaching the message. Right? It's powerful. Everybody said it's powerful. That's powerful enough. Ain't nothing else got to be said. That's powerful enough. Because inside of that is my everything. He done told me who I was before I knew who I was. Well, whoa, who are you to know who I am before I know me? Maybe I need to keep listening. Verse 6. Here we go. Is that tree? Is that tree of knowledge of good and evil? Is that tree that what you think you know? Is that tree where it's been this way for so long? I don't know. Where it's been, ain't nobody ever listened to me before. But maybe because you didn't think you were listenable. Maybe you didn't know you had a word. Here we go. We on that tree. Then said I, oh, Lord, he's my man. Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. Now, I don't understand this. I do understand it, but I don't understand. I understand it because I understand me, right? You should understand because you understand. You understand how God can tell me something and blow my mind and shake my foundation and really tell me something different about myself that I didn't know before, but I can revert back to that same old, oh, what are we going to do, Jesus? In a second. Amen. Me, I'm not, I'm about to say me not by myself. Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. Now, he's speaking right now to God, but I cannot speak. For I am a child. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Now I'm connecting these instructions with your identity. I don't need you to tell me who you think you are. I knew you first, and you didn't know me first. Come on, I knew, listen, I don't need your thoughts about who you think you are. I didn't ask for those. I don't need them. I don't need your self-help thoughts. I don't need your empty comfort or your empty affirmation or your empty confession, because you be confessing one thing, but you don't feel it in your heart. I don't need those. I didn't even ask you who you was. Why are you volunteering this information to me? Don't it sound like I pray sometimes? See, really when we're talking to the Father, I've been working on myself to call him the Father instead of God, because God can be so impersonal sometimes, but the Father lets me know. When I talk to the Father, many times we do more talking than he doing. Right? Jeremiah shouldn't even say it. I'm glad he said it for this lesson so we can see ourselves. He shouldn't even have nothing to say. He just, first of all, God talking to you. The Father talking to you, first of all, that's enough. Then he talked to you, he said, I knew you, I ordained you, and I sanctified you. Before you knew yourself, I knew all this. I got you. That is very, very powerful. Because it's hindsight, because we read it before, it doesn't seem as powerful to you. But if he would come and tell you that in your room, it'll shake your foundation. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. There is nothing else to say. There is nothing else to say about who I think I am. But don't we do it. Amen. We start telling God, well, God, you know, but I don't have this. Or, Lord, you know, I ain't ever been over there before. Shut up. Don't say that I'm a child, but you're going to go where I told you to go. And you're going to say the thing. And watch this. I'm going to put the words in your mouth so you'll speak what I'm telling you to say. It's not about who you think you are. It's not about the insufficiency that you think you have. Forget that. I remember Jesus sending them out to go preach, and he said, don't take no purse or no script. He said, don't take nothing that you can lean on but me. Don't take no purse or no script. He said, but when it's time for you to talk, I'm going to give you the words. I don't know if y'all understand how that is sometimes, because that's going to be a little rocky. Being a preacher, sometimes that could be a little rocky sometimes, because you don't know what you're going to say sometimes. Sometimes he don't give you no notes. You better know me. Ah, but I'm a child. I can't talk. Who told you that? Remember in the garden? He said, we hid because we was naked. Who told you you was naked? Who told you something other than I told you? Who told you that? I'm asking you right now, who told you that? Every lack thought in your mind, who told you that? Every insufficiency in your thought process, who told you that? Every time you feeling down, who told you that? If it wasn't the Father, it ain't real. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Say amen. Listen, if it wasn't the Father, it ain't real. I don't care who it was. And so we walk around with these identity crises, right? You ever felt like that before? I'm trying to get it going. God, what's my purpose? What you called me to do? What? And so we do things. We just start doing stuff. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. I just need an amen. Come on. Amen. We just start doing stuff because we just feel like we're just accomplishing something. So here's the toughest part about that tree, about thinking that you know what you know. Then he keeps on reading real quick. And it's funny that he got to this. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, golly, And the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. Still talking to you now. Listen, he's still talking to you. I put my words in your mouth. Now watch verse 10. See how I set thee this day over nations and over kingdoms. But look at this last part. To root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down. Golly, he's trying to, I thought pull down and throw down was the same thing. But he was like, no. Root it out, pull it down, destroy it, throw it down. And to build and to plant. Building and planting, two things. He give you a whole list of four to do with that other stuff. That stuff that's in your mind, that's in your thought process, that you built yourself off of for the longest. We've done it, but right? Whatever it's stuff that, just, like, think about how many words you've heard in your lifetime. Can you think about that for a minute? See, we're talking about the soul. We're talking about cleaning that soul out. Whew. Think about how much you've heard over the lifetime. Think about how many angry conversations you had. Think about how many misunderstandings you've had. Right? Think about the time that people have misunderstood that you are them and they are you. Most of the misunderstanding is that we think we're not connected. I don't. That's another message. Yes, so I can talk to you crazy because I don't think I'm talking to myself crazy. I can call you stupid, but I would never say I'm stupid. Because we don't think that we're connected. Amen. I said we don't think that we're connected. Amen. To root out, I'm trying to get here, y'all. To root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and then to build and to plant. But see, there's some things in us. Anybody know anything about pouring a new concrete foundation? If you know anything about pouring a new concrete foundation, you just can't pour concrete on top of concrete because it's not going to be stable. It's not going to be able to do the things that it's supposed to do. It's not going to be able to uphold whatever it is that you're trying to build or drive over it or whatever. It won't do it because it hadn't been dug in and put in proper place. So a lot of times when you have to redo a foundation, they got some rooting up and some pulling down and some destroying and some throwing down before we start to plant. Maybe some of the things that I've been trying to plant hadn't been growing because I've been trying to plant them on a faulty. Make sense to you? Maybe, because I know your thoughts. I know your thoughts. I know what you think. Why? You know why I know your thoughts? Because I be thinking them too. You know what we be thinking? Why it ain't working? Why it's so difficult right now? Why I felt the Spirit? I know I felt the Spirit. I know the Lord told me this. Why is it taking so long? Why have I been believing for this for all this time? That should be your questions, huh? We don't want to say it because we try to be so strong. And no, forget that right now. You be like, you know, I'm going to question God. And you're not questioning God. You're really questioning you. What? Maybe I got to break some things up. And it's difficult. It's difficult. I'm a man of 35 years. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And I got stuff in my head that sometimes I have to overlook what I think to see what he thinks. Because if I get stuck on what I think, I'll be stuck. Y'all get me?
Yes,
so to put it back up there. To root out. Because something took root. Something has taken root in your mind. And in your soul, that's bearing fruit in your life. Well, it's not for you to get mad at the fruit and start stomping on the fruit. You got to go to the root. Root up. See, that's why I meditate on this book day and night. What are you talking about? In this law, do I meditate day and night? This is why he's talking about that. I heard this. Watch this. I heard this the other day, and I believe the Holy Spirit telling me this. What we think we're learning, you know, we really think we're learning things. Yeah. But really what we think we're learning is really unlearning a lot of stuff that ain't supposed to be there. Okay, question for you. We just read it. Question. I got a question for you. Are y'all ready? When he said he knew you. So that before you knew how to talk. Before anybody had talked to you. And before whatever else. Before all that about you. He knew you. He had already identified you, right? He'd already set you up and already placed all that on the inside of you already, right? He'd already ordained you and sanctified you. You were ordained before you went to school. Before you went to ministry school, right? Before you jump, you were ordained. He already set that up. The identity was already there. So now I'm going to be understanding that what I think I'm learning is really me unlearning the stuff that I shouldn't have learned. My son, you are clean. How? Through the word. Oh, so that means maybe it's a little dirt covering what I'm supposed to be. And so the word of God is not so much me learning something new, it's bringing me back to who? Renew your mind. The scripture says renew your mind. With the word renew. To read anything means it was there already. I can't rewind something that hadn't been wound. Are y'all understanding me for a second? Everybody say renew. Come on, say it loud. Say renew. See, but I can't be renewing if nothing was new already. So really what I'm doing is I'm unlearning this garbage. Where did this junk come from? God bless your mom and them. I'm sorry. Don't feel no kind of way. God bless your teachers and all. God bless them all. God bless them. But I don't care. We learned all this stuff. And we picked all these things up. And we learned that we was black. I ain't black. Where we get this from? Nigga, where we get this from? Who told us that? Who fabricated this thought process to have me thinking a certain way? Who told me I wasn't good enough? And why did I listen? No, I mean, why did I listen? Why am I listening now? See, really to live like Jesus right now, to live like Jesus right now, you're going to be a little different. You're going to go against the grain a little bit. You're going to be taking steps that other people ain't taking. Your conversation is going to be a little different than the normal conversation. I'm just going to be honest with you. We always talk about, I want to be more like you. All right. Okay. The conversation gets a little different. Even our young children, we need to train them in a certain way. We need to be mindful of what we're saying to our children. He's just so bad. Shut up. Then you're gonna bring them to me when they 21, 22. Can you talk to my child? What would you say to them all these years? Are y'all understanding me? So we don't want to own up to that. But what have we been saying? What do we allow them to hear? And we didn't know they was hearing it, but we were saying it to somebody else. And the same thing happened to you. And so the cycle goes on. Faith comes how? And hearing. So I'm unlearning all of these things that I thought I knew. We've been to school. And it's good stuff. Some stuff is good. You got to eat the hay and spit out the stubble. Anybody ever ate sunflower seeds before? Yeah, you're not supposed to eat the seed. The shell. You're supposed to just crack it open, spit it out, and eat the seed. Are you understanding me? There's certainly anybody ever had fish before and you just had bones in there? You're not supposed to eat the bone. Anybody ever got a bone stuck in there? That's not what it was called to do. You got to separate. Even the Bible talks, Jesus started talking about separating the wheat from the tares. And it doesn't mean that, the tares play a purpose. Understand what I'm saying. The tares play a purpose. See, the enemy come in while you're sleeping and sowing tares. It's a parable. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember that? Say amen. Amen. The enemy comes in and sows tares among the wheat. And they grow together. You say, well, I gotta take, oh, calm down. Because when maturity happens, it'll begin to separate itself. Because you don't want to pull up the wheat with the tares. But there's a time of maturity where you have to realize, and I believe the time of maturity is when you realize it. When it is revealed to you what's been happening to you, it's time for separation. It's time for separation from the tares. We've got separation in the wrong place in our lives. This is what I'm saying. We really believe that we're separated from the Father, and we're not. We believe he's somewhere else but right here with us. And so there's been a separation issue. We've been separated, so there's distance between us, so we can't really talk like that. When the separation should be happening between you and them thoughts that ain't like his. We've been tricked. Come on, everybody. The enemy has tricked us on the slick, and it'll be the small foxes that spoil the vine. It'd be the little bitty things that get over on you. And before you know it, you don't know why life ain't going like it's supposed to go. Right. To root up and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down. Say it. Come on, to root, come on, go.
To root up
Say it again. Now, I don't want you to say it like nice church people sitting in the seats right now when you're repeating, say this with me, everybody, say this with me. I don't want you to say this. I want you to say it like you found something inside of your mind and inside of your soul that's been holding you back from the very thing that you know God has told you to do. Does not that upset you right now? See, I get upset when I start finding stuff that's been blocking me. You see, we too calm. Well, I get upset when I start finding stuff that's blocking me or holding me back from some things that I should. You mean to tell me I could have been over there? And I've been letting this thought, they dead gone, and I'm still thinking what they told me. To root out. And to pull down, destroy, and to throw down. Y'all know how to throw down, huh? Say it. Now, I don't want your church thing. I don't want that. I don't want that. Don't you give me the root out and, to the, and you wait for the syllable of the next person. He said, no, I need you to say it. I don't care if you say it together or not. Ready, go. Go. All right, now talk to yourself for a second. Say it. Every time a thought comes up that don't line up with how God thinks about you, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down. These are fighting words. See, I can't take this light. I can't. If I play around with it, it's gonna keep me in the quicksand. I can't play around with this. I can't keep. I can't deal with it tomorrow. We gotta deal with this right now. Say it. To root out. Now I'm gonna give you another one. Stop catching stuff. Listen, stop catching things. Cause see, there's fiery darts. It's supposed to quench the fiery thoughts so they can't hit you. They ain't for you to catch and receive them. So we've been catching the darts on TV and catching the thoughts on that show. And we've been catching these thoughts on these songs and catching the thoughts on these conversations. And we've been catching these thoughts and they've been killing us. Don't get no new ones because you got enough to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down. We really don't have no time to get no new ones. Hey, can I get an amen? Amen? We ain't got no time to be getting no new ones. Because we got work to do with what's been in there already. We got work to do with them thoughts that have been lying dormant. Well, it's funny how them thoughts be lying dormant, but they don't come up until like you need something. Yeah. Right? Like they don't really torment you all day. But as soon as you try to get a new thought about it, you say, oh, no, you remember now. Remember you black. Oh, now remember. Now you didn't finish that grade. Who asked you about a grade? Come on, people. To root up and to pull down and destroy and to throw down, then to build and to plant. But I can't build and I can't plant until I done got that other stuff out of there. We got work to do, people. Everybody say, I got work to do. Come on, say it. They got work to do. And watch it. It's really not that difficult because we can go, there's a long way and there's a short way. Yeah, there's a wide path and there's a narrow path. Can I show you what the narrow one is? Do you want it? Because don't. See, there's a narrow and a wide one. See, the wide one is, tonight after you leave here, you're going to go back to your norm. You're going to pray in the morning. And you're going to say to root out. You're going to say the name of Jesus, I root out, I'll pull out and destroy. And it's going to be your new confession. Right? And you can work towards it. Or you can change. And the narrow way, the reason the way is narrow because a lot of us don't want to give what it takes to walk that narrow way. We don't want to walk the line that tight. Right? Philippians 2:5, don't turn there, but just Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind. Huh? See, the moment that you let the mind, allow it. It's there already, but let it be. Let this mind be in you. The moment that you start thinking like Christ and have the mind of Christ, those other thoughts have no voice. The moment that I decide, Roger, the moment that I decide that there's no other thought inside my mind but the mind of Christ. And I'm not going with who taught me what or who showed me what or who did this, but I'm going straight up 100% Christ mind. And it really ain't hard because it's already in you. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I deigned you a prophet to the nation. That Christ nature, that God nature is already on the inside of you. Appreciate it. That it's already on the inside of you. You just got to let it be. What's in my trial? How do I let it be? Well, stop putting everything else in there. Stop allowing everybody else. Look, we was at the graduation the other day, at my niece's graduation, and that guy started talking, and God bless him. And I believe he meant well. But he started talking. The first thing he said was, go for broke. He said, and then he said, my word to you graduates today is you got to live broke. And hold on, don't go so far. Don't judge him right quick. I made you judge him, man. He was trying to get somewhere, but he just wasn't saying the right things. And he don't understand that faith comes by. And so I sat there for a minute, and I was sitting next to Rachel, and Layla was on the camera. And I sat there for a minute. And I just said, hey, Rachel, just text me when he's done. And I went and sat in the truck. I was already about a dose. I wasn't being rude and walking across and put my finger up or nothing. I ain't got time for my mind to be exposed to. I don't believe in broke. Don't talk to me about that. Don't come talk to me. Listen, don't come talk to me about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with what God done told us. Don't have these conversations. I don't want to talk a limited conversation. I don't want to talk about what we can't do. We didn't talk about what we can't do long enough. So I get myself out of there. I'm not having these conversations. Turn it off. Click. Hey, let me hit you back. Can y'all do that? Hey, let me hit you back. You know, some of y'all do something. Hey, somebody called America. I'm going to hit you back. I just be on the phone and be like, it's breaking up like the phone. Hello. I ain't got time. What are we here for? What time we get back? How much time we get back? Anybody? We get it back. Like, we're going to get them hours back. We're going to get them seconds back. We're going to get none of them back, huh? Listen, my time is valuable. Are y'all understanding me? So now I ain't got time to be hearing anything else other than what my Father is telling me. So what are we reading? What are we understanding? Who are we getting instructions from? Why are we reading everything else but Jesus? The author and finisher of our life. The divine example. To root up. And to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down. And to build and to plant. So our issue is that we have, listen to what I'm trying to tell you, and I want you to remain with you. I don't want this to be something that you leave in the seats when you leave here tonight. I don't want this to get in your car with you. I want this to be in your room with you. I want it to get in the bed with you tonight. I want it to be on your mind when you close your eyes and keep you up a little while so you can be thinking about it. I want it to be on your mind when you get up in the morning and when you have to maybe go someplace that you don't want to go or do some things you want to do. And some people maybe they're saying some things to you that's not lined up with what God done told you. I want you to remember who you are and remember your identity. And remember who God called you to be. The Father, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. The Father always leads with identity. We'll read later on. I don't have time to get it tonight. We'll read later on. But when Jesus got baptized, y'all remember when Jesus came and he got baptized? The first thing God, the Father, did was started talking identity. Sky opened up. He said, here is my beloved, not my servant. Oh, here's my beloved son. In whom I'm well pleased. And didn't say nothing else after that. He didn't say, nah, go and tell him. Nope. Because I knew inside of my identity is my instructions. If I know who I am, then I'll know what to do. You get it? And anytime I don't do what I should do, is because there's something wrong with my knowing. I don't want to leave there for a second. Let me stay there for a quick second. Because it's do some meditation. See, we've been doing a lot. Right? We've been doing a lot. We've learned to do. Amen, church people. Can I get an amen? Come on, can I get an amen? Amen. Yeah, we didn't learn. Hallelujah. We didn't learn. Amen. We didn't learn to do. Right? And you mean well. We mean well when we do. Some of our doing has not been empowered because we hadn't empowered the do with the who. So now we got to do some soaking. We got to do some soul searching, right? And we got to do some breaking down and finding out what is. They got some stuff in there, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. Hey, they got some stuff in there. In your mind. Come on, everybody say in my mind. Come on, say in my mind. Come on, say it again, in my mind. In my mind, there's some stuff in there that is eating up everything that I'm supposed to be doing. There's some stuff in there that's eating up who I'm supposed to think that I am. There's some stuff in there that's really trying to cover it up. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It's time to I don't know, I'm going to say this and I'm done. We're very passive with how we approach this thought process sometimes. And we're passive. But it's so important. It's so very important. It's so very important that we begin to dive in there and begin to root up. Are y'all hearing me? It's important that, because if I don't deal with my identity first, then I could be trying to do stuff for the rest of my life and it ain't going to work. Have you ever tried to do something that didn't work? Yeah. Come on, have you ever tried to do the will of God and it didn't work? Yeah. Answer me. Have you ever said in the name of Jesus about something and you didn't get what you prayed for? Yeah, yeah, I know, because me too. I know because we didn't know the identity. See, in the name of Jesus really means the character of Jesus. Yeah. It changes your identity. Your name ain't really who you are. Mm-hmm. Say your first name. Yeah. And say your last name. So what? See, that come with a lot of stuff in the generations. Yeah, that ain't it. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Right? Amen, amen. Stand on your feet. Father, we just thank you that you solidify this word in our hearts and let us remember what you said and what you told us and who we are. Lord, give us the know-how and the wisdom to meditate on these things, so that we can continue to function in the original plan that you've made for us. We just thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Anybody in here tonight, and I want to give an opportunity, if you're watching online, you never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You say, well, I don't know that identity. I didn't know who I was. I really don't know that I'm a royal priesthood. I really don't know that God knew me before. I really didn't know that I have another understanding in my heart. I'm somebody better than what I've been being. I didn't know that. If that's you tonight, and you say you might have slipped in the service, and you say I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life, I want to acknowledge Him and give Him everything. If that's you, I want to step on the aisle and meet me here so we can pray. And secondly, you in here, you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You say I'm born again, but I don't have the extra power. The Bible says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. What is that? My identity. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So if that's you, you say, well, I don't really pray in tongues like that. I don't really know why I had it. And I had it for a little while, and it ain't been working as much as I wanted it to be. Or maybe I didn't even know what it was for. If that's you, I want you to step on out and meet me here so we can pray really quick. And I'll wait for you for a couple minutes. If you need either one of those, go ahead and step out. And I'll pray with you. If you're watching online, you can call that number on the screen and somebody will be on the other end of that line to pray with you. Clear it up for you. Amen. We thank God for clarity. Well, amen. You may be seated. Ushers in the aisles.